Question 1. You hear two people talking about a film they have just seen.
Well, I don't understand what the fuss was about. I thought it was disappointing.
It wasn't as good as his earlier work, but I enjoyed it. It was longer than his other films, but I only noticed it when we came out and I checked my watch.
The seats didn't help. I've never been so uncomfortable.
Mine was okay, but those people behind us were really annoying, chatting through the whole film.
Well, I don't understand what the fuss was about. I thought it was disappointing.
It wasn't as good as his earlier work, but I enjoyed it. It was longer than his other films, but I only noticed it when we came out and I checked my watch.
The seats didn't help. I've never been so uncomfortable.
Mine was okay, but those people behind us were really annoying, chatting through the whole film.
Question 2. You hear a woman talking on the radio about a business she runs.
And your business is doing well?
Yes, very well. Especially if you consider we only started the company a year ago. In fact, we're taking on 2 trainees over the next few months.
And you're about to launch a new product?
It's already available, actually. That's one of the reasons we're taking people on. My husband and I need to spend more time meeting with retailers and getting our products into their shops.
And your business is doing well?
Yes, very well. Especially if you consider we only started the company a year ago. In fact, we're taking on 2 trainees over the next few months.
And you're about to launch a new product?
It's already available, actually. That's one of the reasons we're taking people on. My husband and I need to spend more time meeting with retailers and getting our products into their shops.
Question 3. You hear a message on an answering machine.
Hi, Aaron. I'm calling to let you know we need to get to the station by 2:30. We had to rearrange the meeting as a few people couldn't make it. It now begins at 5, but I think we should be there by 4:30 to make sure all the technology works. I'll meet you at the station and we can travel up together. See you then. Hi, Aaron. I'm calling to let you know we need to get to the station by 2:30. We had to rearrange the meeting as a few people couldn't make it. It now begins at 5, but I think we should be there by 4:30 to make sure all the technology works. I'll meet you at the station and we can travel up together. See you then.
Question 4. You hear a man and a woman talking about the man's car. Have you sorted your car out?
Yes, though it's costing me a fortune. We found out why it wouldn't start and got it fixed. The next problem was the insurance. My son uses it now, and it cost about 50% more to get it insured.
But you're back on the road, right?
Not quite. My son's taking it on holiday, so I'm using my bike to get around.
Have you sorted your car out?
Yes. Though it's costing me a fortune. We found out why it wouldn't start and got it fixed. The next problem was the insurance. My son uses it now, and it cost about 50% more to get it insured.
But you're back on the road, right?
Not quite. My son's taking it on holiday, so I'm using my bike to get around.
Question 5. You hear a message from a school secretary on an answering machine.
Hello, it's Ambrose School here. I'm calling about the school trip tomorrow. The coach leaves at 9:30 and returns at 3:30, so you can collect Sam then. We'll be using the leisure centre's catering facilities. They supply the children with a packed lunch, so Sam won't need to bring any food with him. He'll need a sun hat, though, and sun cream, as it's going to be a hot day. Thanks. Hello, it's Ambrose School here. I'm calling about the school trip tomorrow. The coach leaves at 9:30 and returns at 3:30, so you can collect Sam then. We'll be using the Leisure Centre's catering facilities. They supply the children with a packed lunch, so Sam won't need to bring any food with him. He'll need a sun hat, though, and sun cream, as it's going to be a hot day. Thanks.
Question 6. You hear a customer talking to a shop assistant.
Did you find the changing room, sir?
Yes, thanks. I tried this suit on, but the trousers are too big. Have you got them in a smaller size?
Not at the moment, but we're getting a new delivery in on Friday. Or we could get the trousers altered for you.
I love the suit, but I'm not in a hurry for it. I'll pop back on Friday.
Did you find the changing room, sir?
Yes, thanks. I tried this suit on, but the trousers are too big. Have you got them in a smaller size?
Not at the moment, but we're getting a new delivery in on Friday. Or we could get the trousers altered for you.
I love the suit, but I'm not in a hurry for it. I'll pop back on Friday.
Question 7. You hear a shopkeeper being interviewed on the radio.
And you've got the support of other shopkeepers.
Yes, and we're doing all we can to increase trade, special offers, late night opening. But if we can't even get people into the high street, we've got no chance.
But what's wrong with the bus? It's a good service, isn't it?
People want convenience, and if they've got nowhere to park, they'll go elsewhere. We really need to provide a space for them.
And you've got the support of other shopkeepers.
Yes, and we're doing all we can to increase trade, special offers, late night opening. But if we can't even get people into the high street, we've got no chance.
But what's wrong with the bus? It's a good service, isn't it?
People want convenience, and if they've got nowhere to park, they'll go elsewhere. We really need to provide a space for them.
Question 8. You hear an employee talking to her boss.
Morning, Mary. Everything okay?
Not really. I told you about the problem I had getting a replacement computer from the technicians when mine stopped working. Well, they sorted that out, but they still haven't given me my account for the intranet. I can't work from home until they do.
Okay, I'll talk to their manager.
Thanks. I just want to be able to get on with my job and transfer some files from home.
Morning, Mary. Everything okay?
Not really. I told you about the problem I had getting a replacement computer from the technicians when mine stopped working. Well, they sorted that out, but they still haven't given me my account for the intranet. I can't work from home until they do.
Okay, I'll talk to their manager.
Thanks. I just want to be able to get on with my job and transfer some files from home.